This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So on a rainy night, befitting of Bloomington South playing golf, it's a night of celebration with the fifth-ranked Panthers of Southside, Dustin Carver, in our spotlight big time. The Kings of Conference Indiana, 2 years running, a school first, winners of five spring tournament events, unbeaten in dual play out on the links, and a quintet, very solid all season long, paced by seniors Nick Burris and Quinn Pizzo, and juniors Joe Weiler, Tanner Shapiro, and Brett Knorr, all top 10 on Monday. As the Panthers won the 2016 crown on the fifth man score of 78, all five Panthers, all conference for 2016, fashioning out a team score of 303 at the Smock Golf Course up in Indianapolis, and future expectations very high on the south side, what with the state tournament ahead in a few weeks and the Panthers firmly placed as a big-time contender here in 2016 after last year's eighth-place finish in the state. So conversation with the Southside Kings of Golf, the Southside Kings of Conference Indiana. And a little bit later, a brand new concept to the summer as veteran Hoosier women's golf coach Clint Wallman ushers in and drops in as the IU Golf Course and the Clint Wallman Golf School unveils PGA Junior League Golf for ages 16 and under. That's going to be starting in June. So it's all golf tonight. As we tee it up, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live tonight from Yogi's, everybody, along with our producers, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, on-site producers, Joanna and Mike Glasscott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone, Joe Smith and Dustin, as I say, kind of befitting, isn't it? Let's see, temperature in the 50s, it's raining, not too much wind. It's been a crappy weather for your Panthers, but boy, have they endured and played some kind of golf. Congratulations on what has been to date, my man.
Thank you.
Talk a little about this team. You know, we talked earlier in the year before you teed it up down at Fuzzy's place, and boy, you caught a horrid day that day with high winds, but you had a lot coming out for golf in your program, which says a lot, and that's why I wanted to continue the theme tonight of golf with Clint Wallman. I think this is an excellent concept out at IU coming up this summer for kids, but talk about the expectations you knew you had back. You were eighth last year, and talk a little about the process moving forward from the beginning of the year.
Well, I mean, we went into last year, obviously, with some high expectations, but at the end of the year, we, you know, graduated Sam Karcher and Ben Dawson, and we were looking for, you know, two more spots to fill, and luckily Quinn approached me late last summer and said that he was going to, Quinn Pizzo was going to enroll back at South and finish out his senior year, so that filled one spot, and, you know, we had another spot with Brett Knorr and Jacob Holbrook usually fighting for that fifth spot, and Brett obviously got that spot, and we're off and running. I mean,
well, you are indeed, and I tell you, you got a quintet of guys that are flat not only talented and shoot low scores, but they're teammates, and they push each other, and they have really from the opening day. I'm not going to say it's an ego-type thing. They're all good. They're growing up. They're getting better, but that being said, they've pushed each other to become the best they can be, and that's been one of those intangibles that you can't scratch down an eagle or a birdie or a par.
Right. I mean, they compete against each other, but the great thing is they have great team chemistry, and that's what and if you come out to our practices, they have great team chemistry and they push each other. They've grown up together, and it's great to see. I mean, even after our practices, they're out there until 8 o'clock at night working on their game.
Well, a couple of seniors and Dustin Carver joining us, the solid head coach of these Panthers, the Southside Kings of Conference Indiana. Quinn Pizzo joining us. And, Quinn, you know, I can remember you thought about playing basketball back in the day, maybe being a guard when you were a freshman. You kind of pushed that aside, decided to take up golf, although you were playing it. But talk a little about you went to an academy down in, I believe, South Myrtle Beach. And talk about that experience and how that really got you ready once you decided to do that and then come back to your high school.
Well, it was a great experience going down to the Greg Norman Golf Academy, not only for my golf game, but also for me developing as a person, just learning to handle myself and being able to, I just basically became tougher and was able to improve my golf game and help Panthers come back and hopefully we'll be able to bring home a state title.
Talk a little about yesterday, and I mean, I mentioned you finished right there on the leaderboard. You and Tanner Shapiro both tied for 10th, shooting 78s, and it wasn't even close when they added up the fifth man of Perry Meridian. I think you were, what, 9 shots better. Talk about the day and the experience of, you know, winning that conference Indiana championship back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great win. I know Tanner and I personally weren't too satisfied with the score of 78, sure, but it proves how deep we are and the fact that our fifth man scorer was able to dominate any other team that tried to come close to us, even if they had the same total.
Quinn, talk about just, and I mean, it wasn't some big vacation when you were down at the academy. I mean, you know, you were down there and the long hours on the course. You learned, as you said, a lot about yourself. What did it do for your golf game? How much did it improve certain aspects of your game before you came back north?
It definitely helped me out. Just, I wouldn't say specific parts so much, just as a whole, you know, just having to get out of my comfort zone. I played a golf tournament in Spain and Mexico, and that was certainly an experience. And I was one of the few Americans at that golf academy, so I was pushed by great players and pushed myself each and every day.
Well, you guys have got a lot of golf to play for. You play Bloomington North. I believe that's going to be out at the Cades on Thursday, and then finishing out the regular season. You're averaging 78, and it's dropping. And that's the neat thing about all your scores among you five guys. You guys are daily getting better and better, and that's a great process, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. We can really feel it. I mean, the talent we have among us, we know we have a very good chance of winning state, and it's just about putting it together in the right days, right time.
Well, you really took that move to make yourself better and to mature. What about this fellow to your left, a fellow senior, Nick Burris, who is averaging, Nick, 78 as well, and his average is dropping. What can you tell us about Mr. Burris that we already don't know, and we're going to find out a little bit from him in a second?
I can tell you he's a great guy, and he's got great skill, and I got a lot of faith in him, and I know got a lot of faith in him on the course, but also off the course. You know, he's a great friend.
Yeah, that's all about sports, Quinn, is team chemistry and how it evolves and how it works out. Now, I got to ask you before we talk to Nick, who's in charge? Who's the chief meteorologist of this golf squad? I mean, who takes care of the weather? Everybody, you know, you go out and you play and you catch a nice sunny day and it's low 70s. Now, who was in charge of the weather this year? Can you tell me that, or did you have a guy?
I would say probably Carver overall. But
it's Carver's fault.
Yeah, I would say so. But yeah. It's kind of out of our hands, you know, just pretty, we just take it each day it comes, you know.
Wanted to bring the seniors up first. Quinn, you've already decided about the next level, IUPUI. Talk a little about your college plans.
Yeah, I'm excited to be attending IUPUI in the fall. I'm excited to be living in downtown Indianapolis, being able to compete for a Division I program and a great coach in John Andrews, and also only being an hour away from Bloomington.
Yep.
Enough space to be away, but also come back when I need to.
Well, it's going to be an even a bigger night, too. Your pop going in, Angelo, into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame in July. That's going to be obviously a gigantic night for your family.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great honor.
Well, we look forward to watching you at state and continue your fine surge here, your senior year, and thanks for joining us. Quinn Pizzo, everybody, joining us here, one of the seniors on this Conference Indiana champion golf team. Nick Burris, everybody. Nick, you've caught some nasty days playing the game here, but you're still scoring well. But my golly, you've had more bad days weather-wise. How have you endured, my man?
Well, it all comes down to we practice in the rain, and the rain, you just can't let that affect it. We play in it all the time, and you just got to focus more on the golf than the weather. If you let the weather take over, then you're not going to shoot a good score.
You know, you talk about the accomplishment that you made that had last year, finishing top 10, which was a goal. But, you know, Quinn moves in, and as Coach was pointing out, boy, that was a solid little fit to the puzzle. But of the guys coming back, you included, what were the expectations when you started out, even before you teed it up down in Sellersburg that weekend?
Well, last year, I think 8th at state was a little disappointing because we could do much better than that. And I think that Quinn coming in just improves our odds. And Quinn, he just improves the team. We lose a couple seniors last year, and he's filled in really nicely. He can put a really good score up there. And I just think this year, even before we started, we knew and we're setting out for a better finish than eighth.
Nick Burris joining us along with Quinn Piso, Dustin Carver, the head coach of the Conference Indiana Champion South Panthers. Nick, where's your game and where have you improved? And as I say, you are kind of a guy, and we've talked to you before, that continually wants to get better, and you have. Where's your game right now going into this latter part of the season?
Yeah, I think it's definitely improving. I think more along the lines of consistency in striking irons and just hitting more greens. If you hit more greens, it makes it much easier, less stressful to put up good scores.
You know, and Quinn was kind of touching on it too, that word consistency. But the thing that's been void from the Panthers has been complacency. And you guys aren't complacent because it's dog eat dog out there every week. I mean, as I mentioned at the top, everybody kind of wants to play one. So it's been a dogfight amongst you guys, hasn't it? It's been good, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think that's definitely a good thing for the team, constantly pushing each other to get the best we can out of each other.
I hear you're going to DePaul. Talk a little about what you foresee sticking like Quinn close to home, going over to Greencastle. They have had outstanding golf teams at Division III. Talk a little about over at DePaul and your plans there.
Yeah, I will be playing golf, and I'm great. Following pretty much in the lines of Sam Karcher from last year. But, yeah, I just visited the campus. It just gave me a great feeling. It's just nice. It's just a comfortable place to be. And then, yeah, I just really enjoyed it, and it's definitely going to be a fun time.
I haven't seen Sam for a while. How's he doing?
He's doing well. Huh? I haven't seen him in a while either, but from what he tells me, he's enjoying it.
Well, he'll put you on a scouting trip here when you're done playing golf. You got any summer plans, any big tournaments after you guys battle for the state?
A few, not too many big ones, but plan on playing in the city tournament here in Bloomington, and then, I don't know, just a couple tournaments.
Well, a lot of play to be had. Bloomington North coming up on Thursday, and then the balance of the regular season, the Franklin Central Invitational, Muncie Central, Providence Invitational before the sectional, and that will be June 3rd. Nick, great seeing you, son. Continue those low scores, and we'll have a big-time party when you bring home that state championship that first weekend of June.
Thank you.
Nick Burris, everybody, joining Quinn Piso, the two seniors on Dustin Carver's Conference Indiana Champion Panther golf team. And when we come back, we'll talk to a few more underclassmen. Hey, there's no fall off here. I tell you what, we enjoyed talking to some of them last year. We'll do same when we come back. You're listening to Bloomington South Celebration of Golf on Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi. Welcome back on a rainy Tuesday. Not raining in here. It's dry as a bone, and we have the Conference Indiana two-time champions with us. Dustin Carver's purple and white from Bloomington High School South. Winning if you've been living away and winning on the fifth man score. We heard from Quinn Piso and also Nick Burris, and we'll bring on here Tanner Shapiro, the, self-acclaimed best putter on this team, and also Joe Weiler here in a second. But, Dustin, talk a little about the season as it unfolded and how they did keep that away from complacency and were still consistent in all of the bad weather. And let's just go back. We won't recap the entire season, but let's go back to the Trophy Club. Okay. If ever there was a tournament that said a lot about the character of your team, the talent of your team, it was in that field. Talk about that Trophy Club championship you won last weekend up in Lebanon.
Well, just a tremendous field that we were going against. But the fact is you can only control the controllables. You can't control the weather, you can't control anything else, but you can control your swing, control your mental attitude, and you control your preparation toward the course and toward your game. So, I mean, the boys have played in it for several weeks now, and, I mean, I wouldn't say they're used to it, I mean, but it is what it is. So we went up there, and basically it boiled down to just a grind game, and, you know, we pulled it out in the end, and, you know, all the boys shot really well. I mean, Joe shooting a 75, and you know, we had three in the 70s, and you know, then you know, Tanner birdies the last hole. Pretty much his birdie the last hole was to put us over the top of Zionsville. But I mean, you had three guys in the 70s, and then Tanner birdies the last, and you know, Brett struggled a little bit, but you know, it's a team game, but in the end, you know, like I said, you can only control the controllables, and they went out and produced a good score and topped you know, 9 of the 10 teams, top team 10s in the state.
You know, and mentioning Brett Knorr, I believe it was down in Montgomery. I think he had a pretty good tournament down there. And we're talking about them winning the Washington Invitational down there when they had five scores in the 70s. And mm-hmm. It was nice to see a young man that is like the rest of them, that and he has an 81 average, and it's dropping.
Yeah.
But he plays as your five, and what a nice fitting in to yesterday to see him finish seventh on the leaderboard.
Yeah, I mean, Brett, I mean, he can produce a good score. The, you know, the issue sometimes is he produces one big score on one hole, but you know, to fight and produce what he did yesterday, you know, he started off not very well, but on the backside, you know, he had an eagle and a chip in birdie to finish out the round strong. And you know, you need that. You got to have depth, and you know, we have it. You know, last year we didn't. I mean, you know, Ben Dawson struggled at five, but I mean, I feel this year we're a stronger team and with the depth. And you know, it's nice to see Brett produce that score.
You know, it's also neat, and we talked right at the top how you with the number that you had squad wise, you've played, and it's been pretty commonplace where you've had your A team, mm-hmm. and you've sent your B team at another tournament. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the guys that are here. I had an opportunity to meet a couple of the fellows that are freshmen and sophomores moving up through the ranks, and talk about their progress.
Well, I think it's important that if you're going to have a program, you've got to be able to have some you know, have some of those kids that play in those tournaments to get that experience, because you're not always going to have Nick, Quinn, or you know, these two gentlemen next to me, Tanner and Joe. I mean, you got to have somebody that's going to come up and be able to help. You know, like you say, we're going to lose two seniors. Well, there's going to be two more spots to fill. So
sure.
I mean, so you're looking at two freshmen that are sitting over there with Thomas Tierney and Seth Kostrinik, and two freshmen that have played in several tournaments this year. I hope they're learning from those experiences, because they're going to have the opportunity to play in the big-time tournaments next year.
Well, yeah, and as I say, for some of the guys that you know, 15, 16, you know, Clint Wallman will be joining us a little bit later. And this 16 and under PGA Junior League golf program that he's got going, that's why I wanted to tie things in. That might be something eye-catching to some of your varsity Panthers to be. Well, a young man that, well, both of them that we talked to on a couple of occasions in their high school careers, and the neat thing about Joe Weiler and Tanner Shapiro, they're both juniors. And Joe, let's talk to you first, son, and congratulations. How's it feel to be now a two-time, and that puts a little bit more pressure on you next year when you're a senior, but a two-time Conference Indiana champion, how's it feel?
Feels pretty good. Yeah, we played well last year. Freshman year, we kind of we got the short end of the stick with Columbus North. We lost in the fifth man playoff, and this year we did that to Perry. So we changed all around. It feels pretty good. We're playing well, and hopefully we can keep it going.
I want to go back a few weeks, because I forget what the weather day was, but you played the spring preview at Prairie View, and of course that will be the site of the state tournament. But you wowed a lot of people that day, shooting that 3-under-69. Talk about that round. First of all, was it a good weather day, or was that a kind of a crappy day?
It was a pretty windy day that day.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah, of course, just like the rest of the spring. But it wasn't too bad. It was a little bit windy. But, yeah, I played well. My irons, they were going pretty well, and I stuck a few close, had a few good birdies. But, yeah, I had it going that day, so that was good to throw a little 3-under.
All you guys are strong off the tee, being as young as you are, but that's almost a noted. But talk about your iron play, your short game into the green, Joe. How's it been coming, and where's it going?
It's pretty good. I mean, I think it's progressed throughout my high school career. I think it's been getting better each time. But, yeah, that's the thing, just trying to get better every day and keep improving it. Irons are pretty good, short game there. I don't know that I can beat Tanner on the greens. He's a pretty good putter, but we'll try to keep it close.
Well, you're averaging 74 strokes a round, and Joe Weiler joining us. He was fifth yesterday in the Conference Indiana Championships and shot as low. Was it, has was the round of 69, has it been your best this spring?
Yes, it has.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So you're going or still committed, I hear, to the university to the north and west of us, the black and gold of Purdue?
Yes, I am. That's it's exciting for me. Obviously, Bloomington may not be too excited about that, but maybe they'd be more excited about it at IU.
They got great golf courses there. That camping course is it. You'll get a lot of good work there, Joe.
Oh, yeah, they do. They're just putting in another Pete Dye course, so that'll be their facilities are among the best in the Midwest, so it'll be fun competing for a Big Ten championship and so on.
Well, and we're not that we're pushing you out the door because, I mean, you could win the state this year and come back and win it again. So just talk to me a little about the team chemistry and how much it's changed, Joe, from a year ago. And we mentioned it, with the impact that Quintiso has made.
Yeah, for sure. So freshman year, we had the same team as sophomore year, and we knew all those guys since, I mean, we were in middle school, and we played with them quite a bit on the middle school team. This year, it's obviously changed a little bit with we graduated Sam and Ben last year. But we knew Quinn since I knew him playing basketball against him middle school and younger. But I knew him all before, and it was nice to, have Quinn back and Nick. Team Kim's good. we work well together, and no matter what number we're playing or how we're playing, we're always rooting for each other and wishing the best.
I know last summer you played in the U.S. Junior Am and got some good experience. How crowded is your summer going to be after you guys compete for a state championship?
Yeah, it'll be the same as last summer. I play in a tournament every week, mainly in the Midwest. I'm going down to Florida one time. But, I'll try to qualify for the Junior Am again this year. That's in Tennessee. But it's busy, for sure. I'm gone a lot of the weekdays, and I have a few nights every week to come back to Bloomington, hang out with friends, and have some fun.
How's your sis doing?
She's doing well.
She's still stroking it well? She's hitting fairways and greens?
I haven't played with her in a while, but she could still maybe put up a good test.
Joe Weiler joining us, the outstanding junior on this South Panther golf team. And now to Mr. Shapiro. Tanner, we talked about it last year. And, Joe takes care of getting it with his iron play and everything. But, you still got a score, and you've done a pretty good job with your putting. How's that coming along? Tanner Shapiro joining us, everybody.
Well, the putting has obviously carried me a little bit throughout the years, but I got to rely on other things half the time because I'm not going to have 25, 26 putts every round. But mainly I'm confident that when I do get to the green, I can excel and gain some strokes on the field.
25 or 6 putts a round, that is outstanding. Tanner is averaging 77 strokes, and he, along with Quinn, finished 10th. How neat was that? I mean, yeah, you won back-to-back, but to have all five of your guys all conference.
Obviously, it was extremely exciting, even though, again, Quinn and I didn't play to the way that we normally expect to, but I was very happy for Brett as he played really well, and Joe obviously always solid along with Nick, and it's awesome that we can all play well and hang in there with our depth and just – we're just a good team, and we're ready for any challenge that presents itself.
You know, and it really started on that first Saturday when you played in April down at Fuzzy's place because he puts together the schedule. You guys go play the toughest in the state, the toughest courses. I mean, that's something you guys really relish because you guys are flat talented and you enjoy playing the tough courses.
Right. Well, last year we didn't play that hard of a schedule, which I think hurt us at state because we weren't used to playing at that competition with that level of players that we played with, and now that we're playing with them, realizing we can beat them and we can stay with them, and they're great players and great competition, but I'm just happy that we have the schedule now to compete at the top level, and we're doing as best we can, so we're hanging in there.
Where's your game right now in addition to the greens play? I mean, we know you can putt, but tell us a little about what you're working on and how you've improved over a year ago when you finished eighth in the state.
I'm working on distance mainly. I'm the shortest hitter on the team by far, so obviously I'm working out, and I'm trying to do everything I can to bump that up and give myself more 8-irons and 7-irons in the greens rather than the 5s and 4s I have right now, but other than that, I've just improved my long irons due to the fact that I'm a short hitter, but I'm hanging in there with the wedges and putting, obviously, so I'm getting around just fine.
Yeah, well, fairways and greens, my friend, and continue the solid play. Tanner Shapiro joining us, a member of this Conference Indiana championship team, and Thanks, Joe, again for joining us, and enjoy yourselves the rest of the night here at Yogi's. Great bunch of kids. We know that. You know that. Very talented bunch. But, you know, they seem to be, you know, they have, if they were horses, they'd have blinders on, you know, and they know what they want and how to get there. That's a good situation to have as we talk in mid-May.
Yeah, I mean, they have high expectations for the team and themselves. I mean, but they also know that you have to take it one day at a time. I mean, yep. I know we're bringing up state, but we're not even looking at state because we have Muncie Central this weekend, or we have, excuse me, Bloomington North Thursday, then Muncie Central this weekend, and then, you know, we round out the year at the Providence Invite, and then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty with the sectionals being at IU. We're going to take care of business out there. Then a very tough regional looking ahead with, you know, you have six ranked teams in there. So by far we're not looking ahead of anything.
Well, you know, and as we always tell you, Dustin, it's, you know, that kind of mental preparedness is necessary in this game, maybe above all other sports. And to endure like you have, and the boys playing in the dreadful conditions that they have, and to do what they've accomplished says a lot about the Bloomington South Golf and the direction they're headed this year. And in Joe and Tanner and some of your other underclassmen, the future years at Southside. Fairways and greens the rest of the year. Dustin Carver and those South Panthers joining us tonight in our spotlight here on Sports Talk. And we'll continue our theme of golf, talking about some of the younger Panthers sitting in this room. Perhaps maybe they want to be engaged in Clint Wallman's new idea that he's bringing to the IU course. And that is out of his school, the PGA Junior League Golf League, coming up starting in June. We'll visit with Clint. Have more. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Before we move along tonight on Sports Talk, an important note, medically speaking, from cardiologist Dr. Larry Rink, and it concerns Bloomington South, North, Edgewood, all of the student-athletes out of the Nashville area and the Brown County system as well. But, Larry, it is free, first of all, and to the parents listening, we have the echocardiographic screening. It's been going on, and it's moving along quite well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm glad that you asked me to say something about this, Joe. You know, for the last 25 years, we've been doing cardiovascular screening of students in this area. We open this up to all the incoming freshmen from the schools that you mentioned. They can come to IMA or primary health care tomorrow evening between 3 and 6 p.m. Cardiovascular tests will be completely free to the student, and if we find abnormalities, we will certainly let them know and let their physician know also. But we think this is a tremendous opportunity that our students have in this area, and we're quite proud to offer this to our students.
Well, and Larry, that's the key word. You touched on it. It is detection, and detection early, that's leads the way to a path of good, sound health.
Sure. You know, heart disease in young people is not that common, but you would be amazed. We find almost 10% of these students will find some abnormality. Of course, most of those aren't serious, and even mild things, if you find out about it, can not only help you be healthier, it might even improve their athletic performance as they go through school also.
Well, that is cardiologist Dr. Larry Rink with that message to parents and incoming athletes again at the City High Schools, Edgewood, and out Brown County way over in Nashville. And again, that's tomorrow. It's free, and we're talking about these echocardiographic screening tests for the kids, and 3 until 6 tomorrow there at 550 Landmark Avenue. They're on the second floor, so we thank and thought that would be proper to throw in as well, since they have one date left there. And if they extend it, well, we will let you know. Joining us now in conversation, the head women's golf coach at Indiana U, Clint Wallman. We brought him in before they left for the NCAA tournament. Let's just briefly touch on what was there, because you made it. You got in the field. It was a tough field, probably the toughest regional, Clint, in the country. But being there, that said a lot about and put an exclamation point on a real good season for your women.
Well, I tell you, the girls just had an amazing run during the spring. You know, over the course of the last four regular season tournaments, you know, our head-to-head record was 46-8, You know, they just pounded it out and showed a ton of perseverance. You know, not too dissimilar to our South boys over here. So, you know, good for them.
Well, and I wanted to bring you in. There's so much going on. And FYI, next week it's Behind the Scenes with Fred Glass. He drops in for his monthly visit. And also the new general manager, the pro at the Indiana University course, Greg Bishop, will be joining us. And, boy, there's just a lot going on out at IU and on the back burner eventually. We're going to see a multi-million dollar layout, a new course in time, Clint. So a lot of exciting things happening out on the bypass.
You bet. You know, the golf course, it's, you know, we're gearing up for this spring and summer. You know, a lot of really cool stuff going on long term, as you said. So, you know, we're excited. You know, Greg Bishop has been a great addition to the golf course staff. Great ideas. The golf course is in best condition that it's been in a long, long time, and I think you know, there's a lot of promising things on the horizon.
Well, one of the promising things on the horizon is going to be here before you know it. Gosh, Memorial Day weekend is not next week; it's the following weekend. But then June 1st, which is on a Wednesday, you're going to have a big event. Talk about the process, the formation of your PGA Junior League school out on the Champ Course.
Well, what we're going to do is, you know, the whole goal here is try to get more kids involved in this great game of golf. I mean, you see what happens with the guys and the South boys. You know, it's such a fabulous game, you know, from a variety of standpoints. And, you know, we want to bring, you know, golf much closer to home here. And the idea basically in kind of a nutshell is bringing a Little League baseball format,
okay,
making it accessible for kids so that kids of all ability levels will be able to play. You know, basically, we're going to have a tryout period. We'll be able to evaluate them for their skills. We'll put them on teams. There'll be a practice each week. There'll be a competition each week. You know, six or eight kids on a team. You play two-person teams. So, for example, you know, if I'm on the red team and you're on the blue team, you know, I'll take my top, you know, my one and two player, and I'll put them against your one and two player, and they play nine holes in three-hole what they call flags. And the idea is, over the course of nine holes, you need to capture two of the three segments, and then you win a point for your team. It's good fun. You know, the tees will be up. It's a scramble format. You know, we pair some of the older kids with some of the younger kids. And it's been very successful on a national level. It's been a huge success in the golf world on the coasts. And, you know, it's something that we're looking to bring here and try and make it an inclusive program, but not so big that it takes an entire chunk of summer.
Right, but it takes a chunk of summer because a lot of these kids, obviously, they're not going to be getting summer jobs. And I don't know if you still get money if you caddy like I used to do back in the 50s. But anyway, it's an eight-week program and a lot of it's going to keep the kids busy, and it's going to keep them honed in on getting better at golf.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why we're trying to do, like, the weekly practice and give them the competition and, you know, focus on skill development, focus on fun. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, on the national level, when people have been talking about golf and the growth of golf, it's actually been in a decline. And a lot of it is from the junior level because it takes long to play. It's expensive. The format's hard. The game is hard. Friends, you know, the kids don't have their friends playing. So the PGA did a great job of figuring out a format that would be cool. It'd be, you know, relatively, you know, time sensitive, so it wouldn't be, you know, a four-hour round.
Right.
And it's fun. You know, the thing that's neat about our program is I didn't want it to be a nickel and dime type of situation. We wanted to have the whole enchilada. Like, you sign up, you get all the competition, you get all the practices, you get a range pass, you get a pass to play the par three, you get your uniform, you get your bag tag, you get your hat, you get all that stuff, and you're good to go. You know, I think it's probably going to be more like about a five-week season,
okay, give or take,
just because, you know, you got to work around holidays, July 4th, and, you know, we got that stuff. So, you know, we're trying to make it a thing that's fun for people, that's easy to do, that's rewarding, that gets the kids out and exposed to the game in a positive fashion.
Well, and there's a cost involved. So talk a little about what parents listening and some of the parents in here that have 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. What's the cost of the program?
Well, the range starts anywhere from, you know, we've got, I think I've got a six-year-old.
Wow.
Signed up already. That just, I mean, but he's a range rat. I mean, he's a good player for 6 years old. Up to 16, the cost is $250. That covers absolutely everything.
All those things you mentioned.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for the green seats. You don't have to pay for the range balls. You don't have to pay for the I mean, that's all included. Your uniforms in there, everything for the entire duration of the program.
Yeah, and you divide 250 by 5-8 weeks. I mean, you're talking $32 a week. That come on. Kids eat that much at here at Yogi's or someplace else. Now, the program, give us the timetable again. Will it start on the 1st, or and how refined has it been as you get closer to the starting the league?
Well, what we've got is we've got the tryouts in there for the, the first, that first week. We've got June 1st tryout. We've got a June 4th tryout.
Okay.
For those that can't make the weekday type thing. We've got our coaches. So once we have the kids all tried out, we'll, assign them to the teams, kind of get the teams all balanced and everything from an ability and an age standpoint. And then, have them meet that second week of June to, get their uniforms, have a practice, and then they'll have a practice and a competition starting the third week of June. And that's pretty much how it's going to run through, its conclusion. So we're really excited. I mean, I think it's a great program. It's fun, and that's what, the game is fun. I mean, we need to make it fun so that more kids play it.
Well, and you brought up a good analogy, and you've included, you've seen, and it has been a little bit on the decline, and for the reasons that you've listed earlier. But that being said, you want this one to be better than the one next door, or the one in Illinois, or the one in Ohio. That program involving all the enchiladas, so to speak, as you mentioned, and that takes some planning. When did you come up thinking about this concept and doing it here in 2016?
Well, it's partially done, as the golf coach at IU, we do camps and we do all that stuff, and there just isn't a really big demand in for that, type of structured situation, at least on the women's side.
And that's a key word, structure, because it is. This is great.
So we decided to, instead of trying to beat our head against the wall, we're just trying to come up with a different approach. And that's kind of, that's kind of our mantra for, what we do at the college level on the women's golf program is, we do things, we try to take a very proactive approach to what we're doing. And we thought, let's try this. Let's see if this will work. Let's see if we can get some kids involved. Let's take it out of the traditional camp setting. Let's put it into a setting that's fun, that's easy for the parents. The practices and the competitions are going to be an evening type thing, so parents can come and watch. We'll have some of the parents volunteering with different teams and all that sort of stuff. So we're trying to make it A, as parent friendly as we can, B, as cost effective as we can, C, as kid friendly, because that's it needs to be fun. And that's our even in our curriculum of the stuff that we're doing, it's not going to be just standing there hitting balls. I mean, they'll have an instructional piece, but then there'll be a fun component to it, hitting it through rings and
sure,
putting with the beach balls and just doing different stuff so that it's you leave there going like, wow, that was kind of cool.
Now I know you're going to have be hands-on, but how many have you assembled as staff? Talk about some of the clinicians.
Well, we've got about
your kids or
we've got probably four or five different coaches involved, and we have an actual curriculum so that everyone is doing the same thing. Week one we'll be doing this, week two we'll be doing this. The material's the same
way.
So
I have a little guideline.
Exactly. So that all the coaches are doing the same things with their team. And then we'll, be able to kind of work through it that way. The other part about the multiple team part is, for example, if your kids sign up, but you cannot do Wednesdays because you've got baseball, you've got softball, you've got whatever, that's fine. We'll move you to a different day that works in your schedule. And that's why we were trying to do multiple days for this. And then make it, you know, understand that, you know, I mean, I know for my kids, I mean, they're really busy. And, you know, you want them to continue to do stuff, but you don't want to be tied into something so long that they feel like if they miss one or two, then they can't do it. This is going to be very flexible, you know, if you make it. You know, we'd love to have you. You know, and it's going to be short enough where they should be able to make it. And if they have a problem, then it's okay. You know, it's cool. We'll work through it.
Well, that's the key word, being flexible and having that. It's not like being on a travel team where, you know, you start playing in April and every weekend is shot. And it just wears the parents out, needless to say it. And we're talking about other sports. But this is a great concept, and I certainly applaud you for it. Now, if people listening in want more information, what's the best way of gaining that information that you kind of outlined here tonight?
Well, there's a couple of ways to do that. I mean, they can obviously get in touch with me directly, you know, via through the IU stuff. You know, there's a PGA Junior League website.
Okay.
That if you just put into Google, just put a PGA Junior League, and it'll take you right to the site, and then you can throw in Bloomington, Indiana, and you'll see our stuff there. And then you register online through that site.
Well, and it'll be fun following and watching that as we move through the summer. And you've got a few other things going on, and we'll talk a little about that. Maybe having you on once a month during the summer just to talk golf and to update us on the program, because this is real neat, and hopefully we ingested a little of favoritism toward the program with some of these young Bloomington South Panthers who are the high school game. I mean, I know you deal with the women, but even on the girls' side, Dustin's doing a great job with the girls, but Brian Muehlhaus at Bloomington North, Gary Lee out of Edgewood.
Yeah.
The talent, the early talent, it's amazing.
Well, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we've tried to do, you know, and that's kind of the, you know, a little bit of the motivation here is to, you know, bring this in a very public forum for, you know, our community and have it readily available so that we can introduce, you know, and maybe even get kids playing early. And then they feed into, you know, what's happening with, you know, both South teams and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and they're just getting better. But the younger they learn, and Clint pointed out, a six-year-old has already kind of showed interest. And, I mean, we've had and again, we don't want any ringers. You cannot turn 17 before August 1st, right?
Yeah.
So there are some parameters there. Age-wise,
yeah, there are. You know, six is, you know, we're kind of on a case-by-case basis.
Sure, my son, I understand that.
You know, my son is eight. My oldest son, he's going to be playing. My youngest son is five, and he can play, but he's just a little too. He's got one more year,
yeah,
and he's not too happy about that. But that's fine. I'll take him to Yogi's. He'll be fine.
Have him eat some chicken tenders.
Well, you know, you saw him. I mean, he can just put those babies down.
Oh, I tell you what. Hey, as always, belated again, congratulations on an outstanding women's season, Clint. And thanks for all you do now throughout the summer with your camps and obviously now with this PGA Junior League golf program that you started. Fairways and greens to you, my friend.
Right. Thank you so much for having me.
Clint Wallman joining us, and we'll be back to close things out tonight on a Golf Tuesday night. You've been listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Well, wrapping things up, our Yogi's Employee of the Week, Brian Hetzmansberger. Congratulations out to Brian. Our thanks to Dustin Carver. The best of luck to the South Panthers. Two-time Conference Indiana champions. Top of the fifth inning, Indiana leading Louisville as Craig Dedalo has knocked two in. Indiana leading Louisville 2-0 in the top of the fifth down at Patterson Stadium there. FYI, when we leave the air from Yogi's, joined in progress, the Indians entertaining the Reds once again. The girls' track sectionals going on. Oh, by the way, North-South girls' tennis in the opening round on Wednesday night at North, and the baseball sectional draw came out, and guess who is playing one another? Yeah, but it's North and South in the first game, and that will be played at Cougar Field on the north side because they have lights, and that will be a week from tomorrow. So thanks to our sponsors, to Clint Wallman for coming in and explaining things on the PGA Junior Golf League setup. And in addition to all of that, big TV series coming up with the Hoosiers getting back into the Big Ten baseball-wise. Boy, they need this one down at Louisville tonight. And again, they're leading 2-0 in the fifth. They're playing Nebraska on Thursday night. And the boys IHSA track and field sectional at Bloomington North on Thursday night. So lots going on. Stay tuned for the Reds and the Indians joined in progress from the Jake Progressive Field in Cleveland. For Will Bowman, our producers, Joanna Glasscott, Mike Glasscott, Joe Smith from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone. Have a great week.